the person Melech HaMashiach, and how do we find him, etc., etc. There is a day in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Ein Mashiach li Yisrael, that there will be no person called Melech HaMashiach. We don't paskin like that day, of course. And like the Rambam writes, V'chol mi she'eini maimin boy, whoever does not believe in him, referring to Mashiach. And the Rambam brings down a pasuk in Parshas Balak, where it says, V'sham niba b'shnei ha-Mashichim, that what's it called? That Bilam, he gave a nevuah about the person called Melech HaMashiach, and he brings the pasuk Derech Koch of Me'yakov, the pasuk that all the psukim that speak about David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. So we know that there is a person called Melech HaMashiach. Today we're going to learn from the different sources how you must say that there is a Mashiach in every single generation. The first makor we're going to learn, and I went specifically back to the dormitory to be able to quote you the exact words from the Mekoritis themselves. The Chassam Sofer, he has two sets. We have the Chidushim of the Chassam Sofer, which you see on your left in the black Sfarim on the top shelf on the left. Those are his Chidushim. And then you have the Shailos HaTshuvos of the Chassam Sofer, questions and answers that he wrote. So in the Shailos HaTshuvos of the Chassam Sofer, Chelek Vav, which is on Chayshin Mishpat, Simin Tzadik Ches. The Chassam Sofer speaks about Parsha Shmois, where it says that Hashem picked Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him he should go take Yidden out of Golos. And I quote from him. Umiyoyim shecharev Beis HaMikdash, the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, miyad noilad echad haroi b'tzitkosei li yizgoyo. Right away, somebody was born, and he was befitting to be the goyel. When the time will come, the Eibishter will send him. And in him will all of a sudden come this nefesh, this ruach of Mashiach. And he continues explaining the comparison between the way the Yidden left Mitzrayim to the way Yidden will leave when Mashiach comes, and this we'll soon explain next week. The Stei Chemed in Pas HaSodem of Aleph Klal Ayin, he also writes like this. He just don't V'tzorich Liyos. There has to be B'chol Dor in every generation Echad Aroi in Yisku Hu Yi Ashliach Al Yodei. He will be the Shliach. V'imlo Yisku, if they will not be Zoyche, Yi Keshara Tzadikim B'loi Hefrish. And he will be like every other tzaddik. And he writes, "Ubederach hazeh mishuret from b'chol dor mihu." That we'll discuss next week. That they had assumptions in every single generation to know who he is. So now we know that there is somebody in every single dor that he is roi to be Mashiach. The shaila is, do we have to go look for him or not? Now that we know that there is such a person, so is it something that we should be looking for or not? The answer is obviously yes. Because the Rambam writes like this. This is also in Perek, in the Hilchos Melachim. Perek Yudalet Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes that if a melech will get up, he will be involved in Torah and involved in mitzvahs like David, like his father, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And he will be forcing all the Yidden to go in the ways of Torah, be mechazeket, and he will fight the wars of Hashem. Hareizah b'cheska shu Mashiach, he has the chazaka that he's Mashiach. And if he's matzliach, and he builds the Beis HaMikdash in its place, and he does kibbutz goliyos, so then he's Mashiach b'vaday. The question is, why does the Rambam have to tell us somebody who is b'cheskas Mashiach? Let him just say that if somebody builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he's Mekabitz Nitche Yisrael, so then we know that he's Mashiach. Obviously, the Rambam is telling us something. That we have to, on our own, start look. Why the cloud do we need some money? Especially because of Cheskas Mashiach. Because we have an achrayis to look for somebody. To see, is this person fitting? Can he be Mashiach? We have to find, being in every generation, there is somebody. And you are somebody which is anticipating Mashiach. So part of the Emunah in Mashiach means that you believe that it can really happen now. If it can really happen now, let's see who could it be. So the Rambam is obviously giving guidelines for somebody which is already looking to see who is Mashiach. And listen to this. This is continuing the Stei Chemed. The Stei Chemed writes clearly, ובדרך הזה היו משור עצמם בכל דור מיהו. Yidden would always look, and they were always sure, they would always estimate and evaluate, and they find out who it was. Either it was the story of Menachem, then afterwards it was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that's what they said in his generation, that it was him, they knew he was ready for it. And once Rebbe passed away, there were those that spoke on Yeshua ben Levi, and afterwards Reb Nachman, and every single generation. And he says, and that is why the Talmidei HaRizal, they would say that in his time it was him. And he finishes off, V'chol zehu pashut. This is a pashuta thing, it's a basic thing, that this nekuda, that looking and evaluating to see that if somebody can be Mashiach, is something which is very, very pashut. It's something very, very basic. Now, when you're evaluating who could it be, because in every generation there is somebody, and they were looking for it, were there always unbiased opinions, or were there many times biased opinions? Meaning, let's say you had then, in the time of the Gemara, Lubavitch, or Bells, Satmar, let's say you had a bunch of groups. Do you think that at that point they were all promoting their Rebbe, or they were looking for in a more Klavistic way? There's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the four names of Mashiach. The word Mashiach is actually a Rosh HaTevis for the four names of Mashiach. Menachem, Shiloi, Yanai, and Chizkiah. These are the four names of Mashiach. Where did we come up with these four names? How did we land with Davka these four names? They're very nice names. But how did we land Davka with these names? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. That it wasn't just that they were looking for names. It was each group, each Talmidim, were saying on their Rebbe that it was him. The Lashon of the Gemara is, the Talmidim of Yanai said that Yanai is the name of Mashiach. And then the Beit of Shila Amri Shila Shmai. And the Talmidim of Shila said that Shila is the name of Mashiach. The Beit of Chanina Amri Chanina Shmai. And the Talmidim of Chanina said that Chanina was Mashiach. In other words, this idea of, it's on Tzadik Chesam Advais, this idea that Talmidim were looking to promote their Rebbe as Mashiach started already in the days of the Gemara. That this concept that the people are looking to promote and so to say to show from the Psukim that their Rebbe is Mashiach, this started from the Gemara. Now we know that there are many Gemaras which are not Negeah to Halacha. So maybe this Gemara also is not meant for us. Maybe that was in that time that they were looking for their Rebbe to be Mashiach. But in our generation, we don't have to do that. So I want to quote to you exactly word for word. A Sicha of the Rebbe of Tazria Metzora Tovshin Nun Aleph. It was a very, very Geshmak of Fabrengen. That was the Fabrengen where the Rebbe spoke the first time how important it is to learn about in Yonagula Mashiach. That was the Fabrengen of the first time that Rabbi David Nachshin said Yichi in front of the Rebbe with L'chaim. in front of the whole 770. So it was a very, very Sturm Dicke Verbrengen. In the middle of the Verbrengen, the Rebbe quotes this Gemara, and he said an interesting thing, and this is in Ara 67, in Sefer Asiches of Tazir Mitzoyra. Listen to the Loshin. V'anan, we, as Chsidim, Nanayu Abasrayu B'negel Raviseinu Nesiyenu. We do the same thing concerning our Rebbes. Ubefrat Chachmuchanmur Nesidireinu. There's a special, the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, I will show you Psukim to show you that the Friedrich Rebbe is Mashiach. In other words, this concept that students look to show from the Psukim that their Rebbe is Mashiach didn't start 10 years ago, didn't start 20 years ago. It started hundreds of years ago, in the times of the Gemara. And throughout all the generations, it was always something which was ungenommen, it was always something which was understood and taken, that this is what we do as Chassidim especially. We always want to show, we're always showing the world we our connection to the Rebbe is so strong, and our belief in the Rebbe is so strong, that we want to show, not just because we believe, because that there are psukim also that show clearly how their Rebbe was Mashiach.